Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life. Yeah, yeah.
In the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here, you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide. They appreciate and need your regular prayers. Our heartfelt thanks to all those who support us financially. And now, here is today's presentation.
Good morning. I'm your host today, Reverend Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. And as we begin, as always, my prayer is that the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ would encourage and strengthen you today. Today, as we begin the broadcast, as this is broadcast on CFRA Radio, it'll be broadcast on Canada Day, the 151st anniversary of the birth of the Dominion of Canada. And to mark that day, I'm going to read a familiar psalm, the words of which, in part, are inscribed on the stones of our Parliament buildings. And I'll speak about that afterwards. So Psalm 72 reads, "Endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. He will judge your people in righteousness and your afflicted ones with justice. The mountains will bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness. He will defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. He will crush the oppressor. He will endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. He will be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. In his days the righteous will flourish, prosperity will abound till the moon is no more. He will rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. The desert tribes will bow before him and his enemies will lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of distant shores will bring tribute to him. The kings of Sheba and Seba will present him gifts. All kings will bow down to him and all nations will serve him, for he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given to him. May people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. Let grain abound throughout the land. On the tops of the hills may it sway. Let its fruit flourish like Lebanon. Let it thrive to be like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. All nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen. And amen." What a wonderful prayer for a king. And as this was originally prayed, it might have been prayed for King Solomon, as the subtext in the title of this psalm says that the psalm is of Solomon. It may have been prayed for David at his coronation. It may have been used as a part of the worship services that surrounded the celebration of the kingship in Israel. But for us, it stands for so much more. And we're going to take a look at that in a few moments. But I'd like to hear you, as Michael Card sings about the King of Kings, in the simple prayer, Jesus, let us come to know you. Well, what a wonderful prayer that is. Both the song that was just sung, Jesus, let us come to know you, and the psalm which prays for the king. And if we look at this psalm as it stands as a symbol of Canada, it has a particular meaning in this country. Now, this broadcast is listened in the nation's capital region, but it's also listened to on the internet around the world. So these remarks might be an introduction to something of the history of Canada for some, but I do hope that it helps us to understand God's role in the governing of the whole earth. For these words are inscribed on the stones of our Parliament building in Canada, let his dominion extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. It was pulled out of this psalm to describe something of the vision for Canada, that it would be a country that extended from sea to sea, in this case, the Pacific to the Atlantic. And in fact, we sometimes say from sea to sea to sea because the Arctic Ocean is our northern border. And as we hear this hope and this prayer, the idea that the rule of God would extend in this whole land is something that is embedded in the words as they are found in Scripture. For this is a psalm to a king, and as I said earlier, it could be a psalm to David originally, or to Solomon. But when it was inscribed on Parliament, we like to think that it was inscribed as an homage to God himself having dominion, for the psalm is really about the divine kingship, about a kingship that extends throughout the generations. But it might very well have been a prayer that the rule of the king of the British Empire would extend from sea to sea on this continent. It might have been a prayer for the rule of democracy in Canada, the rule of the people. It might have been meant in many different ways, and as we go forward as a country, its intention might be lost in the outworking of democracy, in the outworking of the different changing values of the Canadian populace. But we know from the reading of this psalm that its original intention is a prophetic one, not referring only to Solomon or David, but to the king that God will establish eternally on the throne of David, that is to say, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only one who could fulfill this psalm. But even though he is the only one who can completely fulfill this song, it is a call to earthly kings to imitate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And how much we would love to be ruled by a government which is a fulfillment of this prayer. For a government that is endowed with justice and righteousness, that judges people in righteousness and sees to the afflicted ones. The constant refrain of this psalm is the love of the king for the needy and his helpfulness towards those who are oppressed and put down. It is a psalm which speaks of mercy and godliness and justice and holiness, so that the prayer for such a king is that the will of God would be done on earth as in heaven. That is the intention of the psalm, and it praises God for his justice and righteousness in the way that as ruler, ultimate ruler of the earth, he ultimately will bring about this kingdom of holiness, righteousness, justice, mercy, grace, love, and prosperity. Yes, indeed, the psalm speaks of how well the world functions when it's walking with its king, when it is living in relationship under the provision and the guidance of their holy Lord. The hope that this kind of kingdom would be a fact on the ground in Canada is something that has been expressed in many of the good and noble things that have happened in the history of this country. Those of us who are celebrating Canada's birthday on this day will be remembering the legacy of the spread of democracy and the deepening of our commitment to the rights of all people. We will be delighting in the way that God blessed this country with faithful churches of many different stripes and denominations who have together worked to spread the gospel not only in Canada, but throughout the world. We can look at a legacy of institutions that upheld justice and upheld the gospel in so many ways throughout our nation. We can even see in secular movements today in Canada some of the legacy of Christianity, where a real sense of repentance comes when we look at some of the missteps that we've made in history. Because we should not in any of our nations be so blind as to think that we have never done anything wrong. But at the same time, we need to be careful as we look at the mistakes of the past, that we don't simply point our fingers at historical figures, but try to learn and recognize the good efforts made and not condemn too harshly, lest we ourselves be condemned. For as we move forward as a country, a Christian legacy is not enough. A Christian legacy is not going to sustain us as a nation which continues in justice and in mercy, which continues in well-doing and well-being. For we have a problem of growing godlessness here in Canada, and you who listen around the world may face that same issue in your nation, or you may be in one of those blessed places where there's growing faithfulness. For in many parts of the world, the gospel is spreading with fervor and determination and power. Let's take a look at this point in history and how we can move forward as ambassadors of God's kingdom. But first, let's listen to this song, which speaks about the majesty of Jesus, even as he rides on a donkey into Jerusalem. This is "Ride On, King Jesus," sung by the Canadian singer-songwriter Steve Bell from his album Beyond a Shadow.
Ride on, King Jesus, no one can hinder thee. Ride on, King Jesus, ride on, no one can hinder thee. King Jesus rides to Jerusalem, no one can hinder thee. Hosanna. King David's son. No one can hinder thee. He rides upon a donkey small. No one can hinder thee. The King of Peace, the Lord of all. No one can hinder thee. Ride on, King Jesus. No one can hinder thee. Ride on, King Jesus, ride on. No one can hinder thee. The children sing and they dance and shout. No one can hinder thee. If they won't praise, the rocks cry out. No one can hinder thee. King Jesus done just what he said. No one can hinder thee. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. No one can hinder thee. Right. No one can hinder thee. Ride on, King Jesus, ride on. No one can hinder thee. The light of God shines on his face. No one can hinder thee. He offers all his pardoning grace. No one can hinder thee. Come join the throng, your voices raise. No one can hinder thee. The King of Love deserves your praise. No one can hinder thee. Ride on, King Jesus. No one can hinder thee. Ride on, no one can hinder thee. Ride on, King Jesus, no one can hinder thee. Ride on, King Jesus, ride on, no one can hinder thee. No one can hinder thee. No one can hinder thee.
Ride on, King Jesus. Jesus is King. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the maker and the ruler of all the earth. The earth and everything in it belongs to him. And yet, we do not see the fullness of his rule in this day and age. At this time in history, Jesus reigns in the individual heart. Jesus reigns in your heart, or he doesn't reign in your heart. But he does not reign in organizations and nations. A church, a home, or a nation is only as Christian as each of its members. Godly structures are important. This is not an either-or. We need just laws in our nations. We need good checks and balances and helpful things to keep power from running amok. Likewise, we need structures of church and organization to help the churches and the people in them cooperate together in the kingdom of God. We need sort of rules of engagement that help us to resolve differences of opinion and conflict. And these kinds of processes and procedures can be very, very helpful in continuing and strengthening our Christian work and witness. But they are no substitute for godliness at the personal level. What we see in a nation when personal godliness and devotion to Christ ebbs away in among the people is that the systems which once brought liberty, which once brought opportunity to serve the Lord, become oppressive in the hands of people who are not directed by the intention and the guidance, the continuing presence of the Lord God. Those things which once guaranteed freedoms can become chains and force people into a tyranny that is no part of God's desire for mercy and justice in the world. The opportunity that we have to be salt and light in the world comes through that individual commitment to God. And in that individual commitment to God, the commitment to bless and serve one another in our churches and homes and nations, to be able to use the guidance of God and the power that the Holy Spirit gives us, equipped by Him with His gifts and His talents, that we are able to go into the world and by the power of the Holy Spirit effect a much greater impact than you might expect. And this is indeed what we must do. We often think that only by great numbers and great structures, only by immense global organizations can the world be changed. But let's remember that the kingdom of God was once held in the hands of a few disciples that were empowered by the Holy Spirit of God to go into the world. They were few in number in a vast empire that turned out to be steadfastly opposed to the gospel, but forward they went. Yes, many of our first forebearers in the faith died as martyrs. Many were imprisoned and tortured. And the power of the instruments of the world, of religious authority and political authority, the powers of mobs and democracy, the powers of every type, demonic and worldly, were arrayed against this small band of disciples. And yet here we are today, 2,000 years later, and the world is filled with the knowledge of God as the waters fill the sea. It is continuing to advance, even though we see setbacks in this place or that place. At one moment or another, we see what seemed to be a reversal of fortune. But the kingdom of God advances as God takes hold of hearts and minds who devote themselves to His will and His purposes. And just as in the past, unschooled and unimportant disciples were able to change the hearts and minds of an empire, so too, in this day and age, Christianity can advance in Canada and anywhere in the world. But if we've gotten complacent and left the job for others to do, or left the job for big organizations to take care of, then we have indeed made a critical mistake. If we are discouraged because those organizations seem to be faltering, either through the lack of financial support that they once enjoyed, or through corruption or drift in their leadership, if we are dismayed by that, we're probably correct to be slightly dismayed and even distressed. But as Paul speaks about when he suffered setbacks, that we are distressed, but we're not destroyed. We are crushed, but we're not. We are beaten down, but not crushed. We are not overcome because the structures around us have failed. Now, what does the future hold for the nation of Canada and for the nation you live in? Is there a possibility that the attention to godliness will decline further than it already has? Indeed, there is. There's also the possibility that the power of God will work again through each person turning to the Lord and seeking the Lord, that God will bring forth fruit, multiplying His work 100-fold or more because of His great power at work. So as some people celebrate the birth of Canada here in this nation, with both hope and concern, we can look towards God, who is in fact King of Kings and Lord of Lords, whose dominion does extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. We can look to this God to strengthen us and keep us in the pursuit of His kingdom, whatever may pass around us. Let's turn to this God in prayer. Almighty God, thank You for the blessings that we've experienced in the structures and organizations of our day, when those structures have been devoted to You, that the people who formed them sought your wisdom as they developed their structures and their nations. We also thank you for the legacy that those initiatives have. But we pray, Almighty God, that you would fill us with hope to follow you, to seek your kingdom, and to not be dismayed if the world around us seems to be in disarray. For we trust you to hold all things in your powerful hand through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stay on and listen to a song which speaks about our hope in difficult times. This song is sung by a group called This Hope. Their album is My Prayer, and the song is called A Shelter in a Time of Storm.
The Lord's our rock, in him we hide.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Secure whatever ill betide.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A shelter in the time of storm.
A raging storm may round us beat.
A shelter in the time of storm.
We'll never leave our safe retreat.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A shelter in the time of storm.
Oh, rock divine, no refuge dear.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Be thou our helper ever near.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A shelter in the time of storm.
Thank you for tuning in. If you have been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website. And be sure to share your good news if you have come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. We so appreciate the donations which we depend on to keep us on the air week by week. We invite individuals, companies to donate any amount, anytime, or to sponsor our programs on an annual basis. Please donate via our website or make a check out to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to 96 Pheasant Run Drive, Ottawa, Ontario, K2J2R5, Canada. Be part of the movement that is affecting lives worldwide. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart, and may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.